around that time, there were lots of people who were persecuted on both sides of the border, Hindus and Sikhs in what is now Pakistan. They were persecuted. They came to Pakistan and they had suffered. So the reaction was that people, Muslims who were in India, they had to go through the same persecution. It was not government sponsored on both sides. Government had nothing to do with it. It was the people. Sometimes these things drive people crazy.
Do you feel like it was like a mob mentality as well?
It was a total mob mentality. And we were told one evening by my parents not to change into pajamas. And because they knew that we will have to be evacuated that night. We were told that they are going to burn the house 4 o'clock in the morning. So 10 o'clock at night, our Hindu friends came through the back door and took us out. I do not know whether it was going to be there or not, but our domestic help did not know. We as kids did not know that there was a threat that they are going to burn the house with us alive inside the house. The reason was that close to Agra there was a state where there were lots of Muslims, but the ruler was Hindu, and the name of the state was Bharatpur. It was about, I have a feeling, about 2 hours or less train ride. And many of the bodies, Muslims who were trying to run away from there and trying to come to Agra, the trains were stopped and they were massacred. So all these dead bodies were brought to these institutions that my grandfather had established for Muslim burial, because there was nobody to claim these dead bodies. My grandfather had started an institution 35, 40 years before this, all this happened, for the burial of, Muslim burial of destitutes. He had no idea that it would one day be used for this kind of atrocity. And so the dead bodies, when the first day dead bodies came, there were 10 or 15, we were kept inside by our parents and not allowed to go out and see the bodies. By fourth or fifth day, it didn't matter because there were 100 or 200 bodies. And so it did not matter anymore. I was going over the bodies and trying to match which hand or head belongs to
them. Even as a child?
Even as a child. So I have the memory of that. But, you know, it was the same thing happening on the other side of the world. It has nothing to do whether you are Muslim or you are Hindu. So it was total mob mentality.